Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Yep, we just squeezed it in at the end of that break. Managed to get hold of David, joins me on the drive through. G'day, Dave. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Peter. Good, thanks, mate.
Look, this is pretty exciting. The guy behind SpaceX, it's not Elon Musk, it's the other dude. What's his name?
Elon Musk, yeah.
It is Elon Musk, is it? Okay. Well, tell us about this free broadband that he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're paying. We're paying a pretty exorbitant price here for our broadband. How would you like free broadband forever?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Good idea. Peter, there are places around the world, countries that haven't got it, can't get it. What he's done now is launched 60 satellites into orbit. He's just put them up there in the last few days. They're now orbiting the Earth. This is part of an internet net, if you will, a broadband network that's going to comprise 12,000 more of these, that he wants to have a complete coverage right around the globe and deliver free broadband access to anyone, anywhere in the world. It's a good idea. He's setting himself up a bit more as a humanitarian than an entrepreneur. But I like Elon Musk because he's doing the things that he said he's going to do. People are already calling me, reporting these lights as UFOs. So if anyone does see these, and they are reasonably visible, they're not bright, but you'll see a string of lights all in a row. I mean, if it was Christmas time, people would be talking about Santa Claus.
That's what I was thinking when you said it. So, David, how does this work? I mean, most of our current technology already does come via satellite. So we're talking about some sort of a delay. I mean, how does it all work for us?
Well, you know, you've got repeater stations for radio.
Yes, yep.
This is the same thing. With the geostationary satellites now used for this, they're 30,000-40,000 K above the Earth. They cover a wide swath, but you've got to have a big dish. This doesn't require any dish. He's going to put these down in low Earth orbit. They'll cover a small area, but there's lots of them, and they'll be joined up in circuit eventually. And what it means is there'll be a network of these in every part of the globe, above the Earth, in low Earth orbit above the Earth, and one will transfer link to another. So you won't have, there'll be no place in the middle of the jungle, the Amazon, the North Pole, the South Pole, in the middle of whoop-whoop. You'll be able to pull your laptop out and get free broadband.
That's
this
incredible.
Is his eventual plan, you know.
That is just amazing. And it's free. And I guess all the telecommunication companies on the Earth would be pretty chuffed with this, wouldn't they? Not?
Well, Amazon have jumped on it. Facebook want to be part of it as well. You watch, this is going to take off, pardon the pun, like a rocket, Pete.
So if you see how many 60 lights in the sky, it's not Santa Claus coming a bit early. It's all of these little satellites.
Yes, these satellites. You probably won't see them, but they are becoming, people are becoming aware. And what astronomers don't like is a footnote to this. Astronomers are frowning on it because when you take time exposure to the night sky with very large telescopes, this will end up, if these pass in the field of view, it'll ruin what they're doing. It'll be a streak right across the picture that they're trying to take. So they're trying to reach a compromise with him. But look, I don't know where this is going to finish, but I do know one thing. We're seeing the advent of a brand new type of service we've never seen before. It's called Starlink.
And it's free. That's the best part.
It's on my website.
Yeah, more details, davidrenicky.com.au, Spaced Out every fortnight on the drive-thru. Thanks, Dave. Talk to you next time, mate.
Thanks, Pete. Bye-bye.